News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. So for a second morning in a row, we are dealing with extreme cold.
Three layers. Two lower, three top. So yeah, definitely I know about, you know, and layered socks and everything. Yes, you definitely want to be warm.
Freezing.
You know, a fall on this stuff can really hurt you. So it becomes a big safety issue.
High today, minus five. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of five above. Let's take a look at our school closing list from WSAU and WSAU.com. It's brought to you by Bill's Service Center. Closed today, Abbotsford, Adams, Friendship, Almond, Bancroft, Antigo, Athens, Auburndale, Bowler, Clintonville, Colby, Crandon, D.C. Everest, Edgar Elko, Faith Christian Academy, Freedom, Gilman, Granton, Greenwood, Gresham, Iola, Scandinavia, Lac de Flambeau, Lakeland, including Lakeland Union High School, MHLT, and AVW Elementary, Leona, Loyal, Manawa, Marathon, Marshfield, Medford, Merrill, Minocqua, Nielsville, Mosinee, Nakusa, New London, North Central Technical College, all campuses, Northland Lutheran, Northland Pines, Owen Withy, Phelps, Phillips, Pittsville, Port Edwards, Prentice, Pulaski, Rhinelander, Rib Lake, Rosholt, Shawano, Shiocton, Spencer, Stanley Boyd, Stevens Point, Stratford, Suring, Thorpe, Tigerton, Tomahawk, Tomorrow River, Amherst, Tri-County, Wabino, Wapaka, Walsall, Watoma, Wyawega, Fremont, White Lake, Wisconsin Rapids, and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. The list is being updated in real time at WSAU.com/cancellations. Last night in a thrilling game, the college football season came to an end. Florida State with the game-winning touchdown with just 13 seconds left.
Throw it. End zone. Jump ball. Touchdown.
As heard on ABC, Brent Musburger as Florida State came from behind to beat Auburn 34-31. New Page Holdings has a new owner. Tennessee-based Burspro Paper is buying out the company, including its debt. $1.4 billion is the price. The transaction should close in the second quarter of this year. The sale includes the paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids. Collaborative Consulting in Walsall celebrating a milestone. They've hired their 100th employee. This is an IT and tech consulting firm. Senior Vice President John Williams says they've been working with local college systems to give IT grads a good starting job.
We wouldn't be able to do that without the support of the colleges, and we hope that we've created something of incredible value to the market for the long run.
Their goal over the next 12 to 18 months is to have 200 local employees. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
It will be another fairly bright day out there for this Tuesday, but again, quite cold. Sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 6 below 0. For tonight, becoming clear and frigid, a low of 20 below. For your Wednesday, some sunshine and temperatures just a bit warmer, up to 5 above 0. On Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy skies with a high of 15. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, second morning in a row that we are dealing with extreme cold. And as you've just heard, we'll have another bitter cold night ahead tonight before we gradually climb above zero for the first time in about 48 hours tomorrow. Hour by hour temperatures, 6-day forecast at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.